You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Here's the question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, I'm a Christian who wants to know if I can really eat the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Can I?
Wow, that's an interesting question, Shireen. Well, you know, quite frankly, it is a logical question, especially for a person who may be reading the Bible for the first time. We do know that in no uncertain terms, Jesus states in John 6:53, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Of course, eating flesh and drinking blood is associated with cannibalism. Is Jesus saying that one cannot have eternal life unless they engage in cannibalistic rituals? Interestingly, there are some Christian groups who believe this and teach that it is necessary for Christians to consume Jesus' actual flesh and blood. The Roman Catholic Church, for instance, teaches that during communion service, the bread and wine are miraculously transformed into the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. Now, to be fair to my Catholic brethren, they didn't just conjure this belief from thin air. It is derived from the very words of Jesus, who said of the communion emblems, "This is my body and this is my blood." And we see this in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 when Paul speaks of the communion. Now, what's behind all this? Do we accept the service interpretation, or is there something deeper going on? Well, let's take another look at the context of Jesus' statements. According to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and Paul, Jesus made the declaration while he celebrated the Passover service with the disciples. He didn't cut or prick himself and offer them minced pieces of flesh or fresh blood. He basically assigned a spiritual meaning to emblems with which they were forever familiar. The Passover bread was void of yeast, which was a symbol of the contagious power of sin. As such, it represented the untainted body of Jesus. In partaking of the unleavened bread, the disciples were symbolically ingesting the Messiah's character. The wine was a symbol of deliverance and celebration. Indeed, the shed blood of Jesus that made possible the forgiveness of all human sins provides a reason to celebrate. Jesus himself is so excited about the emblems that he promises his disciples that he won't partake of the Passover again until the grand reunion in the restored kingdom. And we read this in Matthew 26:29, Mark 14:25, and Luke 22:18. Now, are we to believe that he will drink his own blood at that time? Of course not. Now, more challenging for those trying to make sense out of Jesus' statement is the passage in John 6. Interestingly, John is the only gospel in which Jesus does not declare the bread and wine to be his body and blood during the communion service. Instead, we find a rather lengthy discussion on his flesh and blood shortly after the miracle when 5,000 men plus women and children were fed from a young boy's lunch. This is in John 6, 1-15. Apparently, this has nothing to do with communion. As Jesus does in John 4 when he draws spiritual lessons from water with the woman at the well, he takes the opportunity in John 6 to draw spiritual lessons from physical bread. In John 4, he presented himself as the living water, and here in John 6:33, he is the bread of life. As with the incident in John chapter 4, he obviously intends to be understood allegorically. However, like the woman who took him literally and requested an unending source of water so that she would never again have to draw from the well, his opponents in John 6 believed that he intended to give people his actual body to eat. But Jesus was very clear about his symbolism from the outset. In verse 35 he states, "Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." In this context, eating bread is equated with coming to Jesus, and drinking blood is the same as believing in him. As he does in many other parts of the fourth gospel, Jesus is establishing the fact that those who accept him as Messiah and mystically merge into his person have already entered into the realm of life. The famous adage states, "You are what you eat." As Christians, we are called to feast on Christ. Let's feast on His goodness. Let's feast on His mercy. Let's feast on His forgiveness. Let's feast on His grace. Let's feast on His righteousness. I hope this helps.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.